we've opted this year to go with basically unmeasured shots, which means we won't have people on four-wheelers or golf carts out there, you know, hindering the next machine shooting. The machines will be in what we refer to as free fire mode the entire time, meaning that as fast as they can load or want to load pumpkins into their machines, they can throw them. We will be doing some target shooting with the air cannons, which is always a treat. We've done this in the past, but we will have assorted targets. We don't know what yet. It'll probably consist of some vehicles, some motorhomes, some campers. We're talking to the Speedway now about the possibility of putting one of the test cars out there so we can actually be shooting at a NASCAR race vehicle. And that's always a lot of fun because people get excited when you tear things up, and that's what these pumpkins being shot of these air cannons are fully capable of tearing up anything.
So that's what the competition then will become. It won't be who can throw it the farthest. It'll be kind of an accuracy thing, or
we're going to do some accuracy throwing, and unfortunately that's a this year thing. We're still in the process of building with the Dover International Speedway. There's other lands available up there, but because of trees and some wetlands and permits and all, that have to be, you know, cleared. They take a lot longer than we had. We will be doing it this way this year. And this is old school. This is what we used to do. This is how pumpkin chunking start. The back in 86, the original throw at the end of the day was walked off by foot to see how far it was. So, you know, the measurement thing is relatively new within, you know, the latter part of the event.